I can't believe it. We're back. September the 2nd, year 2022. That hasn't changed. We're not 23 yet. We're approaching that. And my name's Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. And I know you guys have missed me, and I've missed you. And we have an incredible, incredible show. Now, we have in the studio two fantastic individuals. Now, who do you think they are? Now, let me just think. Is it Jennifer?
Maybe.
And is it Ashley?
Hello.
Wow. So, I know my clients have been asking, what's up with those two bright university students? And we're here for you to give an update. So, let's start with you, Ashley. What's new?
I graduated.
Hey,
yes.
So you're not going back to school?
No.
No, you will. You're going to do something else in the future.
Mm.
Okay, so you answer that way too quickly, but...
Jump the gun.
But the father says you're going back to school for something very important, okay?
Okay. And, interesting.
Yeah, and so...
That's good.
So you graduated. So what happened?
Yeah, so I finished my degree in chemistry, in honors chemistry, and I got first class standing, so was very proud about that. That was a good milestone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're just in perfect timing because, you know, we've been working on the urine cancer strip test. So we're going to see how much your education is going to help do the final touch-up on the formulation, which is fine right now. But it needs a...
Some tweaking, maybe.
It needs a woman's touch. That's what it needs. It needs a woman's touch. And so here, I'm looking forward to working with you. And Jen, I'm working with you in the future, but you're going back to school.
Yep.
And if you talk to me.
One more year.
Yeah, 1 year. And you are, once again, remind everybody what you're studying.
Electrical engineering.
Wow. Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, this is really exciting. People are not going to believe this is going to happen, but it's going to happen. So... The urine strip test is going to be done. As the Germans would say, it will be all over the Welt. Okay? and I love Germans. And I really do. But you're going to play an important role with that. But both of you together, because believe it or not, you're going to help with the cancer strip test with your background in electrical engineering.
Yeah.
Okay, because atoms do release energy.
Yep.
Okay. So when you put your heads together, here, put your heads together. Oh, sorry. Wow. Okay. And so when that happens, then you're going to sit down in front of me and you can say, Brian, I think we can do this, we can do that. And I'm going to say, yep, you're correct. And then I'm going to say, well, there's something else. But we're going to do this until we've got everything fantastic so it cannot be changed. So you understand when both of you are working together, you're going to be able to do much more.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a professor, and I was just talking to him, like, asking him questions. I can't remember how it came up, but I said, my sister goes to school here, you know, and he's like, oh, what does she study? And I said, chemistry, and he was like, oh... You know, the future for electrical engineering and chemistry together is very bright.
Yeah.
So he said the two of you together is unstoppable.
Yeah, and he's correct.
Yeah.
So I would say that he professed correctly. Because that's what they do. They profess to claim something, right? So, I mean, he's correct.
Yeah.
And so when you take a look at two of you, because, I mean, I already, past lives being Albert Einstein, Tesla, and all this stuff. I already have the information already in my head on the formulation and on cold fusion. I already have it.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to take what's in my head and you're going to make it practical. Because I have 10% of me that's here in the physicality. And I have 90% of me somewhere else. That's why people will say to me, listen, Brian. Because I don't listen most of the time because I'm somewhere else. And so what someone has to do is tap me on the shoulder, get my attention, then talk to me. Because I'm discerning all the time. And you know that.
Yeah.
I am watching the bouncing ball all the time to the best of my ability. Cold fusion, we're going to do it because the solar technology is crap.
Yeah.
It's absolute garbage technology. Okay. And even the Tesla battery is crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good for now. It's made someone really rich, but it's very expensive to replace those batteries.
Yeah.
And they don't last for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I don't like it. I know there's another technology that is far more superior that we're going to also develop.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that, and there's other technologies. So that's why the three of us now working together, we are going to set this planet on fire with good technology. So when we leave this planet,
mm-hmm.
we're going to leave a legacy.
Yeah.
Okay? And they're going to be talking about us for the next 100 years. And that's going to happen. And we're going to do it right. We're not going to be too quick to have governments involved and for them only to steal the technology.
Yeah.
We're going to do this very differently, and mm-hmm. we're going to do it correctly. And if I have to get Germany involved, okay, because I have a very good connection with Germany in all my other incarnations, if we have to have someone from Germany do both all technologies, we will do it. And if we have to have Germany become the dominant economic force because they've got cold fusion, so be it. We will do it. But we've approached the United States, we've approached Canada, and we've been ignored. And so we're not going to approach them anymore. That's done. And privately, we're going to do this project. And so, but listen, now you got a scholar. Who got the scholar?
I got two scholarships.
Yeah, so talk to me.
Yeah, so I got one scholarship for academic excellence. And I got another scholarship for women in science.
Wow.
Yeah, so together it was like 20,000. So.
Wow.
I was very proud about that, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that the work that we're doing, it needs a woman's touch. Woman in science. So that really paid off.
Yeah.
What does it mean, woman in science?
Well, there really is a disconnect between women in science because it's seen as a, like, masculine field or man's field,
yeah.
and that women aren't smart enough and women should just stick to, you know, nursing and psychologies and things like that, because
yeah.
that's what women are meant to do.
Yeah.
So I think there's a big disconnect with women thinking, oh, I can't do math, I'm not smart enough, I can't do science, I'm not smart enough. Meanwhile, it's like they're getting way better grades.
Yeah.
It's usually the case.
They're getting better grades, but they're not getting the opportunities.
They don't at all.
And that's correct, because my experience with U of T, and I have a good experience with them, I find that the women are far more connected. They certainly will accept me unconditionally. There's no competition between myself and a woman. But if I'm working with a man, it's like, oh my God, I'm getting a headache. It's lots of competition. The egos are involved. So much nonsense is involved. And they're afraid to give me the opportunity. They're afraid to allow me to prove myself that I'm for real. But a woman will say, okay, let's see what we can do. And we had a woman at U of T I was going to work with, but she passed away. She died.
Mm.
And she was brilliant.
Yeah.
She was absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And I missed that. And so I've got two of you in front of me. You're both brilliant.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, then how about smart?
I wouldn't say that either.
What would you say?
I'm just a regular gal.
That's what you think. Okay. You know what? You're right, because you're humble. You're humble. Humble. Humble, too.
It's all God, right?
That's right. My private joke is that I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I come close to it. In other words, I don't want to be the sharpest tool.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be me.
Yeah.
And just do what I have to do and just move on.
Yeah.
Okay? And the thing is, if I don't get recognized on this planet, I really don't care, because what happens is when I die, they just assault me in my incarnations. Tesla, what did they do? They stole all my notes and everything. All my technology, my secrets, they stole it from me, a certain government. Einstein, what did they do? They made fun of me, and they stole notes. They tried to. I was even working on the unified field theory before I died in that incarnation. They don't understand E equals MC squared. They don't understand the true spiritual meaning of it, so they're never going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, but they study and study and study it, and it's nonsense. They don't understand it. And I would do a lecture on what it truly means, but they don't want to know. And Benjamin Franklin, when I was Benjamin Franklin, I mean, again, they stole from me. Every incarnation, they steal. And this time, they're not going to do it because why? I've learned what their true intent is. And so I'm not going to allow them to do it. So you guys, we're not going to do it, right?
Yep.
Right.
So where's this going here? It's going that we have a future and the world needs us. And I'm back. My health is really, really good. Okay?
Good.
And I'm not going to die. I know there's a lot of my clients who are thinking I was going to die. And they'll call me once in a while. Are you okay? I'm not going to leave you guys. Okay? I'm not going to leave the world. I've got to help Ukraine. I've got to somehow, in the Matrix, stop that war. And I believe we're going to be able to achieve that. And we have to ensure that many things happen that the government does not be successful in crashing the economy. And we're talking not our government, but all governments, all of them in the spirit realm. And we're going to talk about the spirit realm and how everything works when we come back. But in the spirit realm, there was an incredible dark energy that was trying to crash the economy, take us into World War III. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because how are we going to do our work if this was to happen?
We wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
Yeah, and how are we going to be able to save the planet when the planet is destroyed with nuclear warheads?
Yeah.
Okay.
When they're already dead, yeah.
Yeah. The thrust of nuclear war is from the dark side. It's not from the light. The light does not want World War III, but the dark does. Mm. The dark wants World War III. The dark wants to be involved in selling weapons to fuel Ukraine. They don't want to sit down, and they don't want to make peace. And that's the truth right now. They're not interested in peace. But what I love about our radio shows is whenever I say something, they want to prove me wrong. So if they go and make peace now, the statement that I've just made was worth it.
Even if it
appears I've been proven wrong, because that's what the dark wants to do. Whenever I do a radio show, they want to prove me wrong. But I do use reverse psychology.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize I will make certain statements. And I know how they're going to react.
Yeah.
Then I say, bingo, we won.
Yeah.
They did it.
Yeah.
They didn't realize.
Yeah.
So hang on for 1 second. Let me discern something. Okay, here we go. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break now because this was just a general introduction to what we're going to get into. And one of the things I've learned since I've been off the air and I've been working hours, countless hours, trying to save this planet. And it's been tough. It's been really, really rough. And we're winning. We are winning. The light has taken over the Matrix. And the light is now in charge. And the light is in charge of all world leaders. All world leaders, the light's in charge. So the light will infuse thoughts into all the world leaders as to what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. And it's infusing thoughts in a lot of people worldwide. And they're given options. They're given choices. Either they do A or B. But whatever there is, if anyone who's going to take us into World War III is going to face some severe consequences. And so they've all been told that from the spirit realm. And so I feel pretty good that things are going to move along very nicely. But then again, okay, I just made the statement. There's going to be some idiot out there who's dark. It's going to say, okay, let's go and do World War III like a dummy.
Yeah. Right?
And there's a lot of dummies out there. And they think they're smart until they run across the real light in the spirit realm, and they go, oh my God, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to do it. It's too late.
Yeah. Well, one thing I have to say is that anybody who does anything to, like, try and make World War III happen is not smart, because what history is World War I, and people say that was so bad, that should never happen again. That's why we write this stuff down and teach it so it never happens again. And then World War II happens, and you still don't learn your lesson. So anybody who wants World War III, they can't be smart.
Well, they're dark and or they're severely evil.
Yeah, but they're not smart.
Well, the thing is, remember what I've said in past shows.
Yeah.
The people who appear to be stupid are the most dangerous people on this planet.
Yeah.
The most dangerous.
Yeah.
And also, the people who are the most sweetest are also the most dangerous people. So you got to be careful. And I'm going to explain that statement when we come back. Remind me to do that, because my memory is not... When I was Einstein, I would say, why remember anything when you can write it down? And that's my memory. If I write it down, I'm okay. But try to remember what I did 3 days ago. And you guys know that to be true.
Yeah.
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 I don't remember. Someone said to me the other day, I'm starting to worry about you because you don't remember. Well, if you have the thoughts going through my head all day long and all the information, I got to dump all that information out.
Yeah.
I cannot hang on to it. And so when we come back, I want to share with you the matrix, and we're going to take a look at your personal lives, okay? And we're just being guided. But I'm back, folks. I am back. September 2nd is a good day. We're back, and we're going to make the next year a year that you will all remember. We'll be right back. My name's Brian, and you're listening to, of course you know this, Clarity Radio.
Wake up. Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.